on today's Tech Help for Churches, from sermon audio to podcast. Hi, and welcome again to another episode of Tech Help for Churches. This is the show where every week I help you out with new media, social media, the web, for your church. My name is Paul Allen Clifford, and I'm your host. I'd love for you to ask your questions, join the conversation, etc., so just do that below the video. Now, if you're one of the great people that listens to the audio-only podcast, that's cool as well. Just go to trinitydigitalmedia.com/THFC, short for Tech Help for Churches, and leave your comment on one of those shows, and that'll be a great way to get in touch with me as well. So I've been doing some thinking about maybe some pieces and parts that I could add into my first book, Podcasting Church, and this was one of those ideas. Is just in doing some research, I found out that really I don't have a succinct kind of overview of podcasting for churches. So let's talk about what you would do if you had the normal audio equipment that most churches have, and how you would turn that into a podcast. So first off, you should know that a podcast is a delivery mechanism. It can do audio, video, or actually PDFs as well, although almost no one does the last one. So that's what you need to start out with. It's not a streaming format. It's a downloadable format. The advantage of this is that if you lose your internet connection midway through listening to a show, no problem, because you've downloaded it to your device, which is kind of the biggest way that people consume podcasts these days. Now, podcasts tend to be audio, the vast majority of them are, but they can be video as well. I have both video and audio versions of this show, for example. And every show that it makes sense, I have both versions. Now, the screencast show, that doesn't make any sense, so I don't go to that trouble. So that's kind of an overview. Let's talk about kind of the tech of getting it. So what you're first going to want to do is you're going to want to get a good audio feed from the pastor's mic. I'm going to assume we're just going to do sermon here just to make it easy. So a good audio feed from the pastor's mic. The most obvious way in my mind is the tape out of most sound desks, most audio consoles, audio mixers. They have a couple of RCA jacks, typically, although they may be quarter-inch jacks or even XLRs. So you have those, and they tend to be marked tape out, at least in analog mixing desks. So you would take a cord that has two RCA jacks, and take those and run those into some sort of recording device, either a camera, a digital audio recorder, or even a computer, something that you can record the file on. Once you've recorded this file, it becomes pretty simple to take whatever format you've got and transcode that to an MP3. Pro tip, if you have no other way to do that, you can do it with iTunes. So you can create a new version of the audio file as an MP3, and you're good to go. So there you have your file. There's some more details about encoding, variable bit rate, what your sample rate is, things like that. But let's just assume you've got your MP3 file of just the sermon. How do you deal with that? What do you do with it next? Well, you need to have a place online where people can download it from. Typically, most churches think they can get away with putting it on their website. I would advise against that. That's betting against your own success, because nearly every web host says unlimited, but do you think that Google could use them as a web host? No. It's unlimited within a certain amount. So I'd advise you against putting your audio file on your web host. Instead, go for a media host. So there are a bunch out there. Two of the big boys that have been around the longest are Libsyn and Blueberry, and they're both very good. Libsyn is Libsyn.com, and Blueberry is like the fruit, just no E. So Blubrry.com, and they can host your files. It's a flat rate, no matter how many people download it. And every month, you get a new allotment to upload new files in, and the old ones don't count anymore. And while I normally would think, well, that sounds bad, these guys have been around for over 10 years, so they know what they're doing. So that's what I would recommend to you as a media host. You can also do Amazon, which starts out very inexpensive, but if you ever get popular, it could get theoretically expensive if you get a mess of downloads. There's newer hosts like SoundCloud, although they've got a pretty player, but there's some concern with their funding that maybe they're going to be fine. Who knows? Plenty of other hosts out there. Just keep in mind, I would prefer that they don't touch your file once you upload it. They don't transcode it. They don't do anything with it because you want control of the quality you upload it at. And I would prefer that after a month goes by, that goes into an archive where people can still download it, but you don't get charged extra if they do. So that is a media host. Now, in order for it to be a podcast, you need one other thing, and that is an RSS feed. Think of an RSS feed as a shopping list. It's a shopping list that a computer or your phone or your tablet looks at, and they get an updated shopping list every time they look at it, and they compare that to the old shopping list, and if there's something new, they go download the new thing. Does that automatically. So that's the power of podcasting. That's what makes it a great medium. So how do you get one of these RSS feeds? Well, if you're using WordPress, probably the easiest and most commonly used way of doing that is to use PowerPress. That's a plugin. It's just how it sounds, PowerPress, PowerPress. PowerPress generates an RSS feed for you that has all the enclosures, all the great stuff for it. And so basically what you do is you upload it to your media host, you copy the link that they give you, and you paste it into PowerPress, and you post just a regular blog post. Other than the pasting the information into PowerPress, it's just that easy. And then you will get an RSS feed that every time you paste a new one into PowerPress is updated. Now, PowerPress is powerful, so it can do multiple RSS feeds on a single website. That's something that I'm doing. If you're using Libsyn instead of using PowerPress, they do provide an RSS feed for you, and you could use that. So that is nice and easy. Back in the day, back when I started podcasting 10 years ago, what I had to do was I coded it all by hand, which sounds really impressive till you figure out that most of the RSS feed stays the same and you just copy and paste the last like 5 or 10 lines, change out the title, and change out the location of stuff. So it wasn't all that hard, but now it's even easier. It's done automatically. So you might be thinking, well, how do I get this out to people? The 800-pound gorilla in the room of podcast distribution is a directory you may have heard of called iTunes. Yes, iTunes, the same software that Apple created originally to rip CDs and make your own remixes. Now Apple Music goes through that. the iTunes video store. There's just a lot of stuff in there, but there's also iTunes podcasting. You can do that. There's a new player in the game that did this years and years ago, and they're getting back into it. It's Google. Google in their Play Store is adding the ability to add podcasts. So that's new and exciting information for those of us that do podcasts. So that's the basics of how you turn a simple sermon audio file into a podcast. I hope you like this information, and I hope it helped you. If you like this show, you'd probably like my email newsletter, so head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S, pick up your church tech gift of your choice, and a copy of my email newsletter. Also, head over to my store, where you can pick up any of the church tech resources that I've created with you in mind, especially Church Tech U, which is a community that where church techies can get together and discuss things, as well as it has kind of an all-you-can-eat buffet of all my church tech resources. And it has a really low price, so join right now before the price goes up, because I'm adding new stuff all the time. Until next time, and this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com. Go out and change eternity.